Just a day after the Catholic Archdiocese of Portland, Oregon, became the first in the U.S. to file for bankruptcy, it's still dealing with its insurance companies. The insurers are refusing to pay out more money in Portland sex abuse cases. They say church leaders knew about an abusive priest. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the conflict is a common one for churches and victims across the country.
When the Archdiocese of Portland paid some $53 million in settlements to people who had been sexually abused, writing many of the checks were their insurance companies, including Lloyd's of London. But now those insurance companies are saying enough. In a lawsuit, they claim that they do not have to cover sex abuse settlements involving the late priest Maurice Grammont, who is accused of abusing some 50 boys. Jeff Anderson, who represents alleged victims in the case, says church leaders knew about Grammont since the 1950s.
They moved him all over the diocese from parish to parish, and it is on that basis that the insurance companies have taken the position that they don't have to pay because the bishops engaged in intentional wrongdoing and complicity.
Anderson says Catholic dioceses carry policies that only cover unintentional or unexpected mishaps. And when church leaders fail to stop abusive priests, he says, they can't claim that the abuse was unexpected. He says that argument gained teeth in the clergy sex abuse cases in 1992, when the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that because the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis covered up an abusive priest's actions, the insurance companies did not have to pay. Now, he says,
insurers are starting to take a harder line. They are balking at paying settlements, and some are even balking at participating in negotiations, which is a real problem for the survivors and a bigger problem for the bishops and the diocese.
Anderson says this is happening across the country, in Boston, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Florida, to name a few.
It is a tremendous obstacle to the church's ability to effectively respond.
Andrew Eisenzimmer has represented many Catholic dioceses in sex abuse cases. He says when the church can't count on its insurance company, it does not know how much money it can pay alleged victims to settle cases, nor how much money it has to spend on victim services like counseling.
I truly believe that most bishops these days want to do the right thing, want to respond pastorally, but you know, they simply can't start shutting down churches and closing churches in order to settle and resolve these cases. So what they really have to do is look at aggressive and creative ways to get the funds necessary to settle and resolve these cases. And unfortunately, a number of dioceses apparently are being pushed into a corner where bankruptcy becomes their only option.
Pushed into a corner because the bills are actually coming due. Jeff Anderson says that realization occurred in Portland with the confluence of two things.
The first is a case actually going to trial and the refusal of the insurance companies to pay any money towards settlement.
Anderson says the Diocese of Tucson faces the same two factors, and the bishop there has said he will decide whether to declare bankruptcy in mid-September. A trial is set to begin there on September 15th. In the meantime, a spokesman for the Archdiocese of Portland, Bud Bunce, says they're trying to work it out with their insurance companies.
I think the hope is that they will come to the table and begin to meet their obligations to the Archdiocese.
And now it may be up to a bankruptcy judge to decide what those obligations are. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.